Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Monday edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. This is Buck, and I will be joined by Clay in just a little bit. He has, he's coming back from Vegas, as we know, so what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas, I suppose. Although there was poker going on, we know that. Clay is not staying in Vegas. He will be with us in a little. Let's get into what we're going to talk about today. We've got the full FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine came down today. So that means the vax police are coming for you. Get ready for this. They're already saying it out loud that vaccine mandates are just going to grow and grow, and that they're going to use the federal government, what I've been warning you about all along, use the federal government to push this stuff on everyone, even in states that have felt like, oh, I'll be okay. You sure about that? Plus, the school mask wars are underway, and with it, you have a big rise in reporting from the Democrat-aligned media about how there's violence and scary things, bad people who want to get rid of masks on children. Isn't it fascinating? The people who don't want kids to have to stifle their breathing unnecessarily all day, they're the bad people. Even reports from MSNBC and others on the Proud Boys are anti-school masks. Okay, well, I'm anti-school mask. What does that have to do with anything? But this is what they do. They try to lump people together. They try to create fear and smear their political opponents. Then we'll dive deep into Afghanistan. Total chaos continues at the Kabul airport. You've got reports now of a shooting, a gunman at the airport. He was taken out. We'll get some updates for you on that. But so far, we still know a lot of Americans in harm's way, a lot of people that are desperate to get out of that country that face imminent death from the Taliban if they do not. And what's going to happen to all these Americans if they're not out by the 31st? The Taliban has already spoken about what they think should happen or what will. Consequences. Pretty ominous consequences. That's what they're saying if we don't get out by that date. So I've got a whole lot for you. Oh, and then the Jeopardy host battles that are underway. The cancel culture left still getting rid of all kinds of, getting rid of one guy, and now they're trying to get rid of Mayim Bialik, the former Blossom actress, because she said her child wasn't vaxxed or something years and years ago or didn't get all the vaccinations. I don't know. Who cares? Cancel culture left. They're out of their minds. That's the point. And we'll get into all of it in a moment. But here's what we're seeing. What was supposed to be unthinkable a year ago, even 8 months ago. If you go back to the beginning of this year, and I know you can all remember, I know you're with me on this. You go back to the beginning of the year and you recall what the Biden administration was saying about the vaccine mandate possibility. They were telling us, oh no, we're not going to do that. Oh no, don't worry. The vaccines will work so well, and this will be so amazing, it will end this pandemic. So we're not going to have to push people. They're going to want to get it. We're going to encourage them, but we will respect basic medical freedom. That's what they were saying. Joe Biden himself wasn't going to do vaccine mandates. And now here we are being told, oh, it's coming for you. If you're in the military, get ready to be told vax or else. If you are a public school teacher in a blue state, yes, certainly, but probably in any state pretty soon if they have their way, because the Department of Education is going to start playing games with funding and regulations. This is the many-headed hydra of the federal government in D.C. extending itself out to destroy personal and physical freedom now, right? This is going even a level beyond. This isn't just like, I don't agree with the tax rate. This is get injected, make yourself sick. For people like me who already had COVID, complete and utter madness, not scientifically valid to demand that people do this at all, and not valid from an individual rights and freedom perspective to demand that anybody do it in general. But that is where we are now. They keep expanding the Overton window. They change the parameters of the debate and the discussion, and they do it specifically in increments. There is an incrementalism here. It's, oh, don't worry. That thing that you've thought we're going to this whole time, we're not actually going to it. We promise. Just this one more thing. Just 2 weeks. Just a mask. Just two masks. Just social distancing. Just a few months longer. Just until we hit 70% vaccination. Just until we hit zero COVID. Just until we hit zero mutations. Shut up and do what we say forever. That's where this actually goes. And you see it now. It's obvious. And one of the problems we've had is they've been able to institute a kind of divide and conquer strategy. And in order to override the federalism within our system, what they've decided is that they're just going to use the coercive powers of the federal government where they don't have the state or the city in agreement with them. And where they do, of course, it couldn't be any easier, like in New York City and Los Angeles and in countless other cities that are either already doing these things, putting these mandates in place, or thinking about doing them. And now they're very open about this. The Democrats aren't even acting like this is some big deal, right? The Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy, is out there saying, yeah, what's the big problem, guys? So we're going to mandate vaccines in a lot of places. So we're going to make you get a shot, even though the shots wear off, even though lots of you don't need them, and even though, when I say lots, millions and millions and millions of people, and even though at a basic fundamental individual autonomy and freedom level, this is a grotesque government overreach. That's what we're actually seeing. Here's Vivek Murthy.
Well, we already know that there are many businesses and universities that have moved toward vaccine requirements. And I think that's a very reasonable thing to do to create a safe environment. There's one other thing I think we need to do that some states have been doing to create a safer school environment. And that's requiring that employees in the school, including teachers and other staff, are vaccinated as well to create a safer environment for our kids. I think all of these are reasonable because when we're faced with the most transmissible variant that we've seen to date, the Delta variant, when we have our kids, essentially, is the point of concern here in our schools and their health and well-being on the line. We've got to take every step we can. And so I think that these measures, these requirements we're seeing are absolutely reasonable, and I think they will help.
These are safetyism fascists. Let's be very honest about where we are now. Kids are at almost zero risk, not low risk, almost zero risk from COVID, very unlikely to spread it. Masks don't work in schools. Otherwise, they would show us the data. Oh, on masks, since I brought it up, there's a scientific journal out there that's the Dynamics of Fluids, which sounds more exciting than it is. Or maybe it doesn't sound exciting at all. I guess it depends on where your mind goes. But the point is, the Dynamics of Fluids has a piece out right now that says, yes, it turns out. Here you go. The title is Experimental Investigation of Indoor Aerosol Dispersion and Accumulation in the Context of COVID-19. Effects of Masks and Ventilation. Turns out ventilation more important than masks. Oh, gosh. Haven't we known that all along? And cloth masks don't really work very well. 10% of particles blocked, they believe, by cloth masks. And keep in mind, they don't know if that has any meaningful, even if that 10% figure is true. So that means if you're in a room with somebody and they're, I'm wearing a mask, I'm safe, 90% of the aerosols that would just be coming out of their breath normally, breathing out of their nose, their mouth, 90% of it is in the air all around you. But that 10% is really worth it. The chance that that person may have a 10% reduction in their aerosols means that all of us have to go around not able to breathe normally, constantly uncomfortable and anxious, and being treated like sheep. Although many people like to be sheep, as I've said, they just want to be a part of the herd. As long as they are safe and warm, it is all the same to them. It's so saddening to see this happen. I would have thought at this point in America, we would at least have a 60 or 70% majority of people across the country saying, enough of all this crap, we're done. But we don't. We're not there yet. And in fact, what many of us would point to as warning signs for the future, things like what's going on right now in Australia, the Democrats see this and they think, wow, that's quite a blueprint. Let's give that a shot if we can. It's effectively martial law right now. The military has been called in Australia. They've got 3, 4, 5 cases, deaths a day from COVID. Think about how many people are dying every day from heart disease, from cancer, from stroke, from the... You get three or four people a day dying in a country of 20 plus million in Australia, and they shut down the country. Their government, I mean, Aussies are people that a lot of us think of as laid back and cool, and we like Aussies. Their government is arresting teenagers for the crime of drinking a beer out on a beach at night. We see the videos of it. They're pepper spraying 13-year-olds who are standing outside with signs that say, don't mask me up. Pepper spraying them in front of their parents, by the way, because they're not allowed to gather outside and oppose the rules about things like not being allowed to gather outside. A big part of the Western world has lost its mind. These people are no longer reasonable, and they will keep doing this until they are forced to stop. At what stage of this have they shown a willingness? At what stage have the lockdowners and the Fauciites shown you that they will say, you know what? Maybe a little more humility, a little more turning to the facts, a little less reliance on hysteria and smearing one's opponents about something that shouldn't actually be political. I know that's laughable now because it's so political, but the fact that Democrats, 90% of them approve masks, it's their MAGA hat. That's what it's turned into. It's their symbol of political allegiance. It's certainly not stopping the virus. Remember all that? Last June 2020, I could point you to articles. They'll reduce cases 60, 70%. We'll control this thing with masks. No, they'll control you with masks because they're the gateway drug, if you will, to the rest of this lockdown tyranny. The gateway drug to vaccine mandates for people all across the country. Florida, Texas, sure, they'll try to protect you there. Houston, Tampa, Miami area. They're going to try to force you at the city level. And if they can't get their way at the city level, then the federal level will override it. That's the plan. That's what they've been doing all along. We'll come back and do exactly how this rolls out. Plus updates on Afghanistan, the possibility of a growing terror threat there. Will Afghanistan become a platform for jihadist terror? We'll get into that and more. But if you're with AT&T, Verizon or T-Mobile, I'm here to tell you you're paying too much for your cell service. Pure Talk is on the exact same network, using the exact same towers as one of those big carriers, but for a whole lot less. In fact, Pure Talk saves the average family over $800 a year. That's right, $800 a year. Great savings, right? What could you do with an extra $800 in your pocket? Think of the credit card debt you could pay down. Think of the down payment you could make on that boat you want to get, go out on the lake. I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff that you can do with $800. Switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and your number, all right? Or you could save on a brand new iPhone or Android. That's what I did. I got a brand new iPhone with my Pure Talk service. Clay and I are both customers. You should be too. Listen to this offer. Unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data, just $30 a month. And if you go over on data, they don't charge you for it. We're not only the satisfied customers, there's a lot of other folks out there. Anthony from Ohio is new to Pure Talk. He switched over from Verizon 8 weeks ago. He wrote into us to say he's happy with the improved mobile signal strength and, of course, the lower cost. To switch right now, just do this. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Pure Talk. You'll save 50% off your first month. That's #250, say Pure Talk. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from Pure Talk. Welcome back to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. Buck here, and I'll be joined by Clay momentarily. He's just on the move, on his way back from Vegas, and so he has entrusted me, of course, to keep the party moving here. That's what we're going to do. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. I do a quick 30 minutes in the morning, first thing in the morning. Listen, wherever you listen to podcasts, go check it out. It's on the iHeart app and Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Buck Sexton Show podcast in the morning. Okay, so we have exactly what I've been saying is going to happen for months unfolding right now before all of us, which is that cities are essentially defying the state level now, right? So in the system, and you see this across the board, leftists, because they are ideologically authoritarian, because they actually believe in the collective trampling on individual rights, and that might makes right, all that matters is power. When it's in their favor, they say, this is the system. How dare you defy the system, right? When they have the power to do something, even if they shouldn't do it. But when you go to the other side of it, all of a sudden the system that they were saying you have to respect isn't something that they have control of. They just nullify, they sabotage it, they undermine it. I don't know, they change the election rules. Whatever they do, they find a way. And here is the Florida school superintendent, Dr. Carly Simon, for example, defying Governor Ron DeSantis on mask mandates.
That masks are not a medical device. Masks are preventive safety devices. It would be just as though we're asking a student to wear a baseball helmet when they go up to bat at a baseball game. This is to protect the safety of our students. So we are trying to explain this to the commissioner of ed as well as the governor. And this is something that we need in order to have classes run face to face.
Oh, yes. It's just like wearing a baseball helmet during a baseball game. What about wearing a baseball helmet all day? I mean, you could fall down and hit your head. Kids fall down. I remember I was one. Kids fall down. They hit their heads constantly. It happens, right? What's the big deal? Wear a helmet all the time. What's the big deal? Notice how this is how hysterics always argue. This is how the lockdown left has approached this the entire time. It's not that big a deal. Just 2 weeks, friends. Just 2 weeks. Just one shot. Actually, just two. Actually, just shut up and take as many shots as we tell you to. This is how they do incrementalism. It's not just on health issues, but on this one, we see it particularly strongly. In this case, it is abundantly clear what we are up against. And so they tell you it's about a safety device. More head injuries that are fatal and serious in cars than just about anywhere else. Why aren't they demanding helmets in cars for everybody all the time? Well, what's the matter? You don't want people to live? You're a bad person? You don't want to drive around with a helmet? First of all, I'd have all kinds of problems. I got a huge head. I had to get the extra, extra large helmet when I was in Iraq flying around in Blackhawks and stuff because you had to wear a helmet in a military helicopter because of the way it would just, you know, throw you around and, you know, people, the 240 Gulfs would open up and things would start getting spicy in the air. I mean, but in your car, you know, driving around right now in your Ford or your Chevy or whatever, why not wear a helmet all the time? This is safetyism. It's an obsession with rules mandated by people who are incapable of actually assessing risk normally. And libs, I really think the hysteria they have is a mass mental illness. I don't know how else to describe it. Coming up here, we'll have Clay joining us to talk about his situation in Las Vegas over the weekend, betting a whole lot of money for charity, of course. And we'll get into some Afghanistan updates for all of you. What is happening there? How are we getting people out? Who are we getting out? One of the many things we talk about when it comes to your money is protection, protecting your wealth, protecting your portfolio. But the greatest satisfaction I've had when it comes to this is buying actual physical gold from the Oxford Gold Group. When that package arrived at my home, I opened it up and I had that gold in my hand. I knew this is mine. I've got this gold. I can keep it and it will maintain value. Now, whenever I open up my safe at home, there's my passport, my home protection, some reserve cash, and real gold from the Oxford Gold Group. If you think buying gold is complicated, it's not. My friends at Oxford Gold Group will make it easy for you. Do it now before the market starts getting really crazy. Call them at 833-404-GOLD. That's the Oxford Gold Group at 833-404-G-O-L-D, 833-404-GOLD.
Welcome back in. Clay Travis here, joining into the show with Buck Sexton. You know what they say, Buck, when you've been out in Vegas for a while, sometimes it just takes a little while to get back. Also, every now and then, studios aren't perfect, but you and I rolling, and we're about to be joined by Ted Cruz. And I got to say this before Ted Cruz gets here, Buck. One, he's a good poker player. Two, was really the highlight, I think, for everybody, Ted Cruz's kids as well. This YouTube guy who you've never heard of, Buck.
Mr. Beast. I've heard of him now because I want, like, this guy's got more followers than some major world religions.
Yeah. He's got 66 million followers on YouTube, and I got him, and I think Ted Cruz did as well, to send a message to each of our kids, And it's the maybe the most popular, coolest thing that I've ever done from their perspective. He gave them, like, he was a nice guy, like a 30-second video for each of my kids. And they're like, oh, my God, this was unbelievable. So even though you had Doyle Brunson and so many other, you know, poker greats, Phil Hellmuth there as well, that was the one that everybody was reacting to. And this guy was, I mean, 66 million YouTube subscribers. If you're, there's a, probably what? A huge percentage of our audience doesn't know him at all. If you have kids or grandkids and you ask them, I think it's almost 100% chance that they will know who this guy is. So it was really a fun weekend, out in Vegas to be able to participate in that, event. And also, let me say this. I was listening to you doing the open of the show. Good job, by the way. This helmet thing is one of the dumbest analogies I've ever heard anybody make from a COVID perspective.
And you know how at the very beginning, when you and I were opposed to the mask mandates, Clay, we'd say things like, we would save a lot of lives in this country every year if the speed limit, by the way, forget about a speed limit enforced by cops. Why should cars go faster than 20 miles an hour?
It'd be almost impossible for someone to die in a car accident if you limited cars to 20 miles an hour.
And yet we don't do that. And we know that we don't want to do that as a society. That just feels insane and oppressive. That argument, the things that we would say at the beginning to prove how the other side was essentially going crazy in the early stages. Now they're going, yeah, actually, that sounds like a good idea. Let's give that a shot.
40,000 people a year, Buck, die in car accidents, and they tend to be relatively young, oftentimes relatively healthy, and yet we don't make the decision to put governors on car engines and say you can only drive 20 miles an hour. So effectively, we're saying in order to drive at speeds that we consider to be reasonable, you know, 55 miles an hour in a city all the way up to 75 miles an hour in rural areas, we're willing to have 40,000 people a year die. And the argument is not that we don't care about life. It's that all of American life and world life and human life is predicated on the idea of balancing risk based on the human reality.
I think I'm a big action movie guy. You know, back in the day, I used to do an action movie quote game where people, anyone listening to the show, maybe we'll bring it back one day, Clay.
That would be fun.
You're pretty good. We could do it on a Friday. You're a good action movie guy, too. So we could bring an action movie quote Friday at some point. People just call and they throw out the quote. It has to be good. It can't be like, do you want, you know, water with your dinner or something, right? It's got to be an iconic quote. But, and what we've got here is a situation where The Matrix is one of my favorite all-time action movies.
It's fabulous.
One of the best. The first one.
Yes.
The second one was the third one was trash. But the first Matrix movie was amazing. It's as though Democrats, you know, it's supposed to be horrifying when you see people that are being used as human batteries in the pink goo. It's as though in our COVID safetyism world, Democrats think, well, I mean, you're in the pink goo and you're safe and you don't get COVID and you're part of the collective and your life force is battering a robotic race of androids or whatever. They look at this and instead of being horrified, they're like, I mean, you're not getting COVID. You're social distanced.
Well, what's so funny too about that helmet analogy is, Buck, NASCAR drivers wear helmets. So all of us would probably be safer if we wore helmets to drive cars, right? Like we wear the seatbelt. If we wore helmets, we'd probably be safer on some level, but also it would be wildly uncomfortable and it wouldn't make you very much safer, right? And so even in baseball, you only wear a helmet for the limited time that you are batting. Unless you're John Olerud back in the day, almost no one wears a helmet in the field. You wear a baseball cap for the vast majority of the time that you're playing baseball.
Clay, we shouldn't have bathtubs. People drown in the bathtub. I'm sorry. You can't get clean in the shower, right? I mean, people drown in bathtubs. It happens because they pass out or whatever. People drown in bathtubs. Why do people have a second floor in their house? Clay, that's reckless. People, especially some of the elderly, are at considerable risk from falling downstairs. We know this. It happens all the time. No second stories on houses. And if you don't agree that we should redo all structures in America, Clay, you're an evil person who wants old people to break their hips and die. That is actually the COVID mentality of Democrats now. That's what we have turned into. Look at Australia. Four people a day dying, Clay.
I saw
locking,
the
They're locking up kids who go drink a beer on the beach by themselves.
Eight kids, Buck. They tackled them. They were cuffing them, which, by the way, has to be more dangerous from a COVID perspective than just letting them go, right? Like, it's so dangerous that we're going to have police officers tackling kids who are drinking a beer in privacy. By the way, teenagers who have zero risk whatsoever from COVID itself. And by the way, Buck, football. They are losing their minds in football because what they haven't recognized is they put in place a COVID protocol that predicates COVID zero. Football itself is infinitely more dangerous to football players than COVID is. I was talking with a buddy. We're doing fantasy football season drafting, and he was like, man, you know, the other day I saw one of my best players on my team was out, and I was like, oh, man, I hope he's got COVID. That's literally what people are thinking now when they see one of their best players is out. They hope it's COVID because it's far less serious than like a knee injury would be.
Clay, did you see the Biden tweet over the weekend? This really put it, you know, because we're in the path of a, it would turn into a tropical storm here in New York, but there was a hurricane, Hurricane Henry. This is what Joe Biden, leader of the free world, tweets out. Just to give you, you know, because you're saying, Buck, come on. They're not. Actually, very few people listening to the show, they know that I'm right, right? Everyone's
they
nodding.
Know that they're crazy.
Yeah. No, yes. They know the other side is actually nuts, right? But if for anybody who has any doubts, this is from the official Biden, you know, White House Twitter account. To those in Henry's path, don't forget that you may need to seek shelter while we're still battling COVID-19 and the Delta variant. So wear a mask and try to observe social distancing. And to everyone across the country, don't get caught by the next storm. Get vaccinated now. These people are out of their minds. I mean, this is completely insane. Clay, can you imagine? There are going to be people that are running into a hurricane shelter and they're going, uh-oh, they are not, you know, yeah, sure, there are flash floods coming. I may drown imminently. But there are people in here who are not social distancing in this emergency shelter they've set up.
Here's the other one, Buck. The official guidelines on how to prepare for a hurricane on the CDC website. The number one suggestion is get a COVID vaccine. That's before get emergency supplies. A hurricane is coming. What should I do to get ready? The CDC says you have to get a COVID vaccine.
Let's get real here for a second, my friend. What's more important? Potable water? So you don't die in a few days if you are stuck in the midst of a major, major natural disaster, or temporarily reducing the possibility of you getting sick and giving it to somebody else who has already had the chance to be vaccinated. And both of you already had an above a 99% chance of surviving. Anyway, Clay, we all know what the answer is. You don't need water.
First on the list is get a COVID vaccine. Fourth on the list is prepare to evacuate. If the hurricane was coming, the fourth thing you need to do, according to the CDC, is prepare to evacuate. Number one from their own website is get a COVID vaccine. I mean, I don't even know who these people are. They are totally delusional. And you're right. Like, thank God we have Republicans in this country. Because otherwise, all of America would be Australia.
We'd be Australia. This is the thing. We used to point at Australia in months and months back saying, look at how crazy they are. And Democrats are now saying, wow, they're really doing it right. They're actually, if they could get away with it, they would, Clay. If they could do Australia, they would.
And to your point, I was listening, open the show. Australians are laid back, cool, reliable, fun loving. As a stereotype of a country, and they've allowed all this to happen, and it's just insane. But we got to tell you, Relief Factor, 100% drug-free product, which addresses joint pain, knee, hip, back, neck, and shoulder pain. Joseph writes into us and says, I was in pain for years after a van hit me while I was crossing a street in New York. Taking Relief Factor, I felt good for the first time in years. I could play with my kids again, and I could even do yard work again. I feel like I've gotten my life back. Created by doctors, thanks to scientific research. My wife uses it. Your parents use it. Relief Factor goes, Buck, to the source of inflammation.
Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more. Join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the 1995 3-week quick start developed for you. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Feel the difference.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton. President Trump, maybe soon to be President Trump again, because I feel like many of you do, that he is likely to run in 2024. And if you saw the crowd that he produced in Alabama on a random, Saturday in August, 3 years basically until an election actually takes place, and there was still a massive crowd there. And Trump really, as he often does, Buck, summed up things really well when he talked about the woke virus that is spreading throughout America. Let's play cut 28. This is Trump at his best, cutting to the essence of the stupidity.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser. Everything woke. It's true. Everything woke turns to. Okay.
How awesome is that?
I mean, look, I miss him, right? I mean, I know a lot of people listening miss him too. One of I feel like the two breakthrough things about Trump, Clay, from the very beginning of the campaign that led to his 2016 win, that of course the Democrat aligned media said was impossible, all that stuff. There was the border issue, which he was in really a place by himself in the GOP on the wall, the border, but also his not just standing up to political correctness, but his decision very clearly to punch political correctness in the nose and laugh in its face afterwards. It was refreshing beyond one's ability to verbalize. It just felt so good.
There are so many Republicans who are desperate to be liked by the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC. They are desperate to be beloved by those organizations. Even though those organizations, as John McCain found out with some of the coverage that he got in the tail end of his career, will cut your throat in a moment if they get the opportunity to do so, because deep down they hate you. Trump just said, screw them. I don't care about them at all. They aren't that impactful. And I think that's one of the great legacies that I believe he may have left. Is instead of, Mitt Romney style sort of crawling around on your knees begging for likability there, he just said, screw him. And I think, his innate gift is to be able, as you just heard on that clip, to cut through all of the noise and get to the essence of why this woke universe is so stupid. And Buck, you were talking about this earlier in the show, Jeopardy, which is, as beloved and I would say typically apolitical as a game show could be. Like, I don't think we want to see a woke version of Price is Right or a woke version of Jeopardy. They didn't pick the woke candidates, evidently, or not the woke enough candidates. And so they now have fired the would-be host because of jokes that he made on a podcast like 8 years ago or whatever the heck it was. And now they're going after Blossom. I don't even know how you pronounce her name. Mayim Bialik, or however you pronounce her name. Blossom is how I will know her, from the old television show Blossom. Because years ago, Buck, she said that she wasn't that excited about vaccinating her kids, and now they don't want her to be a host.
Oh, of course, because vaccines are no longer really, for a lot of people, first and foremost, about science, about safety even. For a lot of people, the vaccine is a virtue signaling political allegiance mechanism, which is why they really judge people. I mean, by the way, I was at a wedding. The wedding was fantastic, by the way.
Yeah, how was the wedding?
It was great. I mean, they did, first thing I arrived, they check ID, vax,
I was wondering about that.
At the door. They absolutely did.
Who checked it?
I mean, staff. On Friday, they were checking vaccine and ID. They're doing this at restaurants. They're doing this at bars now.
Now, how do you have the vaccine in New York? Do you have it on your phone? Is it like a card? What is your vaccine?
A card. You can take a photo of the card. And then there's also this sort of pass to New York. I don't have this. I don't know what it is.
The Empire Pass or something. Yeah.
But remember, New York is the laboratory of insanity for what's coming everywhere else. And that's why, one of the big challenges, Clay, and I felt, wait, I was going to talk about fun wedding. Can you remind me to talk about fun wedding things from over the weekend? Because now I got totally diverted. But what I saw happening over the weekend here in New York City is they're going to try to replicate this elsewhere. And for people who think, oh, I'm safe from this, I live in Texas or Florida, or, you know, I don't even know what they're doing in Nebraska these days with COVID restrictions. But the federal government is now lining up to make this the same way you have to on a plane. I don't care if you fly from Dallas to Miami, they're going to mask you up or they're going to arrest you. They're going to do this for vaccines in different ways across the country. That's what I see happening unless people finally say enough is enough.
And I'm, that's what I'm terrified of. And that's what they're trying to do is the government is using their bully pulpit and literally the bully part of it to try to get companies and organizations to mandate the vaccines themselves when they legally don't have the ability to do it. And so all of this is rolling together and it's going to be hard, I think, for people to stand up against it. I'm hopeful that Ron DeSantis and Greg Abbott and Bill Lee and other governors, Brian Kemp, I think there are 9 states right now that are prohibiting a mask mandate on kids in schools. And I think that's an important battle to fight because if you lose that one, if you lose masks in schools, I think you're right, Buck. I think the next thing up is going to be, hey, you got to wear a mask to go on an airplane.
We never beat this lockdown monster by feeding it more of our freedom. It doesn't work. It just gets hungrier. It's like a hippo that keeps growing. Remember Hungry Hippo when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah. Game?
Yeah.
It's a great game.
It was a pretty fun game, actually, back in the day, I got to say. We're going to be joined by Senator Ted Cruz here in a second. He's going to tell us how many gold fillings did he win out of Clay's teeth? How many of his deeds did he take from him over the poker table? Clay, you don't want to give us a preview, right? You want to tell us who...
I will say this. They're going to turn our poker match. I was told it was like one of the most fun poker matches that they'd had. They might turn it into 3 or 4 different episodes of Poker After Dark. I mean, I think that's what they're talking about. So we had an awesome table. And I don't think I'm allowed, although I didn't sign anything. Or maybe I did. I don't know. They might come after me anyway if I say what happened in the outcome. I will say this. Ted Cruz, good poker player.
You're listening to Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the EIB Network.